Welcome to Where is God's Word with your host, Bruce Musselman, brought to you by the Mattaway Country Baptist Church of Aurora, Ohio. Bruce combines over 40 years of experience as a pastor, Bible teacher, and author. This program addresses topics surrounding the authority and inerrancy of the Bible. Here now with this week's edition of Where is God's Word is Bruce Musselman.
Well, once again, we're so glad to be with you. It's another fabulous day that the Lord Jesus Christ has given to us, and one day closer to the time when he's coming back and to set up his 1,000-year rule on this earth, when every single problem this world has ever seen will be solved. The Bible talks about that time and that day that is coming, and so we can rejoice in that, and we can rejoice that Jesus is our wonderful Lord and Savior. And, you know, when we accept him, God forgives all of our sins no matter what you've done. And I think of that scripture verse, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus has come into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. And Paul was writing that, and Paul had actually tortured and probably is responsible even in the murder of Christians. And then one day he met the resurrected Lord Jesus Christ, and his life was changed. And Jesus can change your life and give you, you may have a hopeless and despairing life, but he can change that into a life of joy and peace and victory. And that's what he wants to do. And I'm so glad that Jesus is alive, that he is with us every day. And he said he'll never leave you, nor forsake you. And that's another wonderful promise, because you may have had people in your life that have left you and have left you disappointed and sorrowful. But Jesus said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And not only that, he said, I'll love you through all times. And he knows who we are, but he still, despite that fact, he loves us. But one of the ways he is with us is through his words. And his words speak to us so powerful. And I can say as a personal testimony that so many times, if I have gone through problems, and everybody does, and when I've been troubled in spirit and so on, why, I can open his words. And Jesus said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. The life-giving words of Jesus, and he talks to me through his words in the Holy Bible. And so we thank the Lord. And the Bible tells us everywhere that we have his words. And we are not, one of the things we are against in this program is deism. That is, we have people, they would deny that they're deists, but when it comes to the Bible, they are deists. They believe that God just gave the Bible perfectly and sort of left it alone up to man to keep it and to preserve it. And I was reading a book just recently, and they were quoting some leading Bible schools and seminaries where it said that God said that he never said that he would preserve his words. And when I read that, I thought, my goodness, if you're going to tell a lie, the devil tells a lie, that's a big one. Isn't that something, Al?
Brother Al? Absolutely. The bigger the lie, the more believable it is sometimes, though.
I mean, my lands, I read all through the Bible, there's verses that talk about God. It says the word of God is true from the beginning. Every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. The words of the Lord are pure words of silver, tried in the furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. And verse after verse after verse in the Bible says this. And they say there's no place. Well, maybe these people that say that, they need to read English. You know, they learn how to read maybe first grade English. And maybe they can read that, or they haven't read their Bible at all. Man, you talk about a big lie. Well, God said he would preserve his words and preserve it perfectly. Now, I also want to say today, I'm thankful to have Brother Clark Block with us in the studio here today. And he's one of the most important people in this program, because he picks me up and brings me here. And some years ago, I had a stroke. I get personal here, and it affected my peripheral vision. But God has certainly had mercy on me, and that has sort of come back. And so I'm practicing redriving again, and about to get my driver's license. I've already passed passed the visual test, passed the computer test, and now I have to pass the driving test. And so I'm working on that, you know. But anyway, you know, when you get to The Lord has blessed me, and I'm nearly 77 years old. But sometimes you have some of your parts are malfunctioning a little bit at this age. But thank God we're still here. Maybe we'll make the rapture, and that'd be pretty nice.
Upload yourself to the cloud.
What's that?
You need to upload yourself to the cloud.
Yeah, upload, yeah.
And get a new version.
They say, you know, they say I don't think too fast, you know, but I'll tell you, I'll be moving fast then, because it'll go, when the rapture takes place, I'll be going up faster than a Saturn rocket and make it look like a turtle crawling backwards. But it's wonderful to be alive and be with Christian friends. We have a good time together. You know, I was thinking this. I'll have Brother Al Davis is here, and he's such a big help. Man, I mean, he can find a scripture verse just like that, or if I don't know a question and an answer, man, he got the answer right away, man. This guy's something else. And he's with us today. And by the way, you know, I thought some of you might be interested in this, but afterwards, Brother Gus, he got saved and is listening to the program, and then one day he got saved, he'd been a Muslim, and so now he invites us over to his pizza shop. You know where that's address is?
Oh, yeah. Give me just a moment. If you're free. Here. It's over in Garfield Heights, right across the street on Turney Road from the Garfield Heights High School, 4889 Turney Road. That's 4889 Turney Road in Garfield Heights. It's right across the street from the Garfield Heights High School. And you can call for pickup or delivery at 216-341-9100. That's 216-341-9100. East Coast Pizza is the name of it.
Okay, so he gets a free ad today, but we're going over there right after the program. We always go over there, and he makes us a pizza. So we fellowship with him, and he's an on-fire Christian. He's very enthused about being saved. Now, Brother Block, who are the people we're going to?
Cheryl and Jake.
Okay, that's your son-in-law?
That's my daughter.
Daughter and son-in-law.
Son, daughter and grandson.
Yeah, okay. He wanted me to say hello to him, so I'm going to say hello to Cheryl and Jake today on the program. Are they listening today?
Yeah, they should be listening.
They better be listening now.
Yes, okay.
Okay. we can have a good time, you know. But we're up here to uphold God's word. See, and you know, this business of they talk about the Bible being the authority and so on. And we've mentioned this so many times on the program. Some of you are probably tired of listening to the same thing. We try to have a different approach to this subject every week. And some of you, it's a new thing. But they talk about the Bible being the authority and so on, you know. But these translations come out, and they don't even come from the same Greek text. Now, there's just so many lies there. There's so much confusion because they say the Greek text. Well, let me tell you, every Bible version that comes out is based on a different Greek text. And the King James is based on the received Greek text, which is 99% of the ancient manuscripts. And the modern ones are based on less than 1%, and the 1% disagree, and they all come from the post photographs. And some of you, as you listen, you wouldn't even have a Roman priest come to your church and speak, but you will use the Bible comes right from the photographs the Pope gave the world some years ago. And you say, well, where'd you get that? Well, check it out for yourself. We don't say anything that we can't prove. And that's just a common fact, and that's well-known fact to anybody that studied anything about, and it's called, you know, it's called the Vatican Bible. That's what the modern ones are based on, the Vatican Bible, see? And it was, the Pope put out photographs, and the photographs didn't even agree with one another. And that's what they used to correct the King James, and they used to replace the King James, which is a text that has come down to us from Christ and the apostles. And we have gone over that many times. For instance, God gave the words to the apostles. He says that the Holy Spirit would teach them the very words and bring all things to their remembrance whatsoever I said unto you. And then in the gift of tongues, he says that he would gave the translation of those words. So then these translations were there, and the Roman church tried to destroy it. In fact, If you read history, Fox's Book of Martyrs and many, many other books, man, they went all out to destroy it, because one Roman Catholic leader says that 1 million people have left the Catholic Church by reading the Bible. Well, that's right, because what the Bible says does not agree. The Bible makes it so simple. If you repent of your sins and you believe Jesus died for your sins and paid for all your sins, and he said it is finished and rose bodily from the dead, then you say to Jesus, Lord, remember me, like the dying thief. And if you do that honestly, when you say Lord, that means you recognize he has the right to rule over your life. You have eternal life, and Jesus says, whosoever cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. Now, I go to a Baptist church because that's what I read in the New Testament. But I would say I was the greatest of apostates or heretics if I would say a Baptist church saves you. No, no church saves you. No sacraments save you. Jesus is the Savior, and you come to him. And the Bible says, as many as received him, to them gave you power to become the sons of God. St. Peter said, and I'm amazed, if you believe the church is founded on Peter, Peter says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. That's the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And John said, as many as received him, to them gave him power to become the sons of God. So it's so simple. And say to Jesus, like Thomas said to Jesus, my Lord and my God. Somebody else's faith can't save you. It's when you say to Jesus, my Lord and my God, Thomas, Jesus said, blessed are they that have not seen and believed. And that's found in the Gospel of John. Why not read the Bible? Start with the Gospel of John and read each chapter couple times. And then read it through chapter 1, chapter 2, and all the way through a couple. Then read it through Gospel of John, doing that a couple of times. Then go back and read, start in Matthew and go all the way through. Now, you know, one of the reasons they don't like it, and then I'm going to have Brother Al read some verses for today. But a woman came to Jesus, and she said, blessed is the paps that thou hast sucked, and the womb that bare thee, or the womb that thou hast that bore thee, and the paps that thou hast sucked. Blessed is Mary, in other words, she was saying. What does Jesus say? He says, yea, rather than that, blessed is he that heareth the word of God and doeth it. Well, you can't hear it unless you do it. And Jesus connects himself with the word of God. He says, why do you call me Lord and do not the things that I say? Well, you have to do what he says. You have to know what he says. Now, our scripture verse for today, and I'm going to ask Brother Al to give that, and then we're going to give some objections that people have towards the King James Bible. Go ahead.
All right, Bruce. And again, reminder to our listeners that you can go online to whereisgodsword.com. That's whereisgodsword.com. And you can listen to past programs there. You can learn a bit more about Bruce Musselman. And so invite you to go to whereisgodsword.com. And, of course, it's always a pleasure to be able to help Bruce out here. I'm the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. We have a program here as well on the station on Friday afternoons from 1:30 until 1 o'clock, and Sunday nights from 11 o'clock until midnight. And so you can join us there as well. But we're looking at the Gospel of John today, the Gospel of John chapter 12, and let's start reading here in verse number 47. The Bible says, and if any man, this is Jesus speaking, he says, and if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not, for I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. Verse 48, he that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day.
Now, you see, he says, if you reject him, and you don't receive his words. So receiving his words and receiving him is one of the same thing. Now, the Bible says in another place, gladly received the word were baptized and added unto them. So being saved is receiving the words of Jesus Christ, that he died for our sins, was buried and rose from the dead. And he paid for all of our sins. He said it is finished. Salvation is a free gift. But he says he connects rejecting his words with rejecting him. And that is such an important concept. That's why we say the words are so important. And yet today, the Bible teaches so many places that we have the words of God. It's not, you know, you're not a Bible-believing Christian by saying you believe in the originals. That's nonsense. You don't have the originals. And if you pin them down, they went to court, they said, well, we go by the originals. The judge says, okay, would you please reproduce the originals? That is the actual copies the apostles wrote. They'd have to say no, because they don't have them. And not only that, they don't even know what they say. And most of the scholars that attack the King James, they admit they don't have the originals, and they don't know what the originals even say. And furthermore, all they have today is a revision put out by Origen, because the Pope's Vatican Bible is based on Origen's text, which was a revision of the scripture. And the first guys complaining of that was Augustine, that lived contemporary with Origen. Origen lived from 185 to 254, and he put out the so-called Septuagint, which is also a corruption, and Jesus did not use that. He quoted the New Testament when he put that thing out. It was about 200 years after the New Testament was written, and he quoted parts of the New Testament. Jesus talked about the Old Testament as being perfect and kept by God, and he said, not one jot or tittle. Well, a jot and tittle is not a Greek letter taken from the Septuagint. It's a part of a Hebrew letter. So many preachers in these Greek departments have been taught such a layer of nonsense. And yet, you know, if you're really honest about it, why don't you read some of these books that we put out? There's a lot of people that understand, and I call them the chaos cult. They have gone through all of this stuff. They know it. They've got documented evidence. And we try to give these books. Now, a book by Floyd Nolan Jones, Which Version is God's Word? And there he documents that the earliest of church fathers used the readings of the King James. Now, of course, the King James is a translation of these early texts given by Christ. We said, once again, Christ gave the original words, probably in Aramaic, then translated into Greek sometimes, but translated into many different languages in the gift of tongues. And they're mentioned in the book of Acts. You can read, I think it was anywhere from 7 to 13 languages. You remember how many languages were given there?
Not offhand, but you can go there and read the names of the languages.
Yeah. So you read it, yeah. You know, you read Eusebius Church History, and he said that in the early centuries, there was nearly 500 translations put out at that time. But these early translations, God actually gave the translations, and it says, when that which is perfect is come, that which is in part should be done away with. In other words, when the perfect word of God is come, then that which is in part the gift of tongues that as was taught in the New Testament would be done away with. Now, what was that which is perfect? Well, in James it says we can look at the perfect law of liberty. That which is perfect is the word of God. And so when the word of God was completed, and then it came down to us. Now, here's some of the languages that the King James Bible translators translated and used. And all of them were basically the same set of words, but in different languages. You have the ancient Gothic that the English language was based on, the Gothic language. And we have copies. Some of these copies have come down to us from the earliest of times of the Gothic language, which back up the readings of the King James Bible. Then you have the Aramaic Syriac Peshitta that by 700 were being preached in China and coming down from the earliest times right at the time of the apostles, probably given to us directly by God. And then you have the Koine Greek, which the Greek professors talk about, coming down to us. And God preserved that. But the modern words are not based on Koine Greek. These professors say, well, the New Testament is written in Koine Greek. Well, why aren't they using Bibles from the Koine Greek? If they use a Bible from the Koine Greek, they'll use the King James Bible, not the modern ones, because they come from classical Greek. You know what the difference is? Koine Greek, row, row, row your boat Gently down the stream, merrily, 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 life is but a dream. Classical Greek. Propel, propel, propel your craft placidly down the liquid solution, ecstatically, 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 existence is but a delusion. You know, that's the difference. You know, and Origen made it acceptable, but then he corrupted. He was the first corrupter, and it's called the Alexandrian text. And boy, the time sure does go fast, doesn't it? All right, we're going to talk about some objections. Now, we know Alexandria is the place of mixed up Bible scholars. Paulus was mixed up, and when they were killing Stone and Stephen, the Alexandrians were there. So we don't want to follow a text from Alexandria, Egypt. God warns against Egypt. Okay, Brother Al.
Well, actually, this ties in with what you were just saying about the Gothic and the Aramaic Peshitta and all of that. Some people would try to almost object and say, well, if the King James Bible is the only Word of God, where was the Word of God prior to the King James Bible? How would you answer that?
Oh, very simple. In Europe, they found it in museums, hundreds of Bibles from the Old Latin, which came out before Jerome. And in the East, they had the Koine Greek that the Paulicians were wearing. And all over China, they had the Syriac Peshitta Bible. And so they have hundreds of these Bibles that they were using. And people talk like the Bible wasn't there till the King James. Of course it was. And it was there in all these languages. And the Bible says in the New Testament, the whole world heard the Word of God. And I was reading Eusebius' Ecclesiastical History, where they had about 500 translations out all over the world. At the earliest time, it says the whole world heard the Word of God in the New Testament twice.
Well, and when you think about that, with all these different languages, obviously the whole world don't speak those languages. What language would you say the whole world is learning today?
Yeah, the whole world, the universal language today is the English language. And might I say, Jesus says, I pray not for the world, but for them that thou hast given out of the world, for I have given them thy words that thou hast given me. In other words, he said right there that he has given his words to the whole world. And they have it in the King James Bible today. And they have it in other languages. But just like there's messing with the King James today and where they're trying to attack that, they have in the Spanish, they have one of the key versions in Spanish. They have many translations that disagree with each other again. And so then they have the right translation. But I mean, it's just confusion is sowed by the devil, because the first thing out of the devil's mouth, and they call it the law of the first mention, is he says, yea, hath God said. And this is absolute chaos. And I say, how can some of the, it astounds me that some of these Bibles are so corrupt, like the New American Standard, NIV. I think, how can some of these preachers that preach fundamental doctrine ever promote that stuff? And yet, the answer is, I think, Adam and Eve walk with God. Day after day, walk with God. And God gave them the originals when he told them about not eating of the tree. And she revised the originals. And so we have the copies of copies come down to us today, preserved by God and preserved in the King James Bible. And the Bible says the Holy Spirit's the Spirit of truth, and he will guide you into all truth. And so Christians that read the Bible every day continue to read this in the great majority. And some of them, they just don't know yet, but the Holy Spirit will lead them back to the King James. Okay?
Well, I found a verse here talking about that, and about the multiplicity of Bible versions and everything, and it leads to confusion. This is in Jeremiah chapter 50, in verse 2, it says, declare ye among the nations, and publish, and set up a standard, publish, and conceal not. And that sounds like God would want a preferred version, if nothing else, doesn't it?
Yeah, and we say, the problem is they disagree with one another. And these modern translations, that all these old translations, they agree together. And the Bible says divers weights and measurements are an abomination to the Lord. So what is going on today is an abomination. Thank God, God is opening the eyes. So there's preachers listening to this. And that's why we're planning to have a number of very successful pastors on in our programs. We had in the past, but we're going to do that in the future, talking about this subject. Well, God bless you.
You have been listening to Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman. If you enjoyed today's program and would like to receive a free brochure that lists 100 references where the name of Jesus has been omitted from modern versions, we invite you to drop us an email at sos1611@gmail.com. That's sos1611@gmail.com. Where is God's Word is sponsored by the Mantoway Country Baptist Church, located at 12385 Chamberlain Road near Aurora, Ohio. Pastor Murray Bay and the congregation cordially invite you to worship with them. Sunday morning services are held at 10 and 11 a.m. For directions or more information, please call 330-562-6600. That's 330-562-6600. Or write to the Mantoway Country Baptist Church, 12385 Chamberlain Road, Aurora, Ohio, 44202. Tune in again next week at this same time for another edition of Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman.